I'm so glad for the mercy of God in times like we are living. I'm glad that God restores. David said he restores my soul. The book of Joel, it said, I will restore unto you. If you'll come back to me, if you'll get right with me, I will restore unto you the years, the caterpillar, canker worm, palmer worm, and locust. This is locust in all of their stages of growth that don't just destroy the grain, but right down and destroys the very roots. There's nothing left. Sometimes those swarms would eclipse. There's an eclipse coming. Some states will see it. Locust swarms were so huge. It would darken the sun. And the millions of them would go through the crops in an agriculturally driven economy. And they would not only destroy the wheat or whatever it is, they would destroy the roots. Those four stages of locust, some of them got down in the roots, some of them destroyed the tops. There was nothing left. But we serve a God that says, I'll give you beauty for ashes. I don't need something to work with when I start my restoration. And if years have been stolen from you, I will restore unto you those barren years. Hallelujah. Wow, what a good and gracious God. I don't know how repentance got such of a negative spin on it. Repentance brings restoration. Return to me, I'll return to you. How will we know if he gets back? You'll know when he gets back. Praise God. And so will everybody else. Hallelujah. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. David cried for that restoration. In repentance, wash me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Renew in me a right spirit. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me, and restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Then sinners will be converted unto thee, and transgressors will learn your ways. When the church has revival, we're going to have an effective witness to the world about us. And that's why God is in the restoration business. I will restore that unto you. Praise God. Because I will send you the former and the latter rain in a season. I'm going to send you the gentle rains back to back, not to take off the topsoil and flood, but to just bring you a bumper crop. Praise God. Everything that's been lost is going to come back. Hallelujah. I'll give you oil of gladness. Amen. Beauty for ashes. The oil of gladness. And for mourning. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. When God turned the captivity of Israel, we were like them that dream. Remember Peter? Remember Peter waiting, and they're waiting for the morning to come. Maybe they're going to be executed, but at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. And God shook that prison. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is a delivering God this morning. And he's a merciful God this morning. He will give us beauty for ashes. When he brought again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. They're praying for Peter in prison. And the prayer meeting, they're not even looking for an answer. They're just having the prayer meeting. They hear a knock at the door. And a little damsel goes to the door and says, it's Peter. And they couldn't believe that God could pull this off. Yet they're praying for it, but they're not looking for it. Amen. Isn't that incredible? They're praying God deliver Peter, but they really don't think God can. He's in stocks. Not the Wall Street kind either. Amen. He's in a prison cell, and he's got... They're so afraid of him getting loose because of God with him that they have soldiers in there with him. He's chained to them, and he's behind bars. Wow, what security. But they're praying, they're interceding. And somehow he got out, and he relays the story to them. He said, I was sleepy. Well, now there's something. Amen. If you can be in those conditions and be at rest and at peace, you don't know in the morning they may kill you, but you're trusting in God and you're just sleepy. And an angel comes in the cell and slaps him on the thigh to wake him up. And when he woke up, stocks and fell off. Angel escorts him outside. When he gets outside, he said, I thought I was dreaming till a skeeter bit me. No, that's not in the Bible. But something God made him realize, this is not a dream. How could this be? When he turned the captivity of Zion, they felt so hopeless and helpless that they would never have their land back, never have restoration, never have God's favor again. But when God said enough, hallelujah, Babylon didn't want to give them up. He said, well, the axe say to him that heweth with it, why do you use me this way? In other words, I'm in control of this. You think you overcame my people and you hold them in bondage, but when I say let them go, they're going to get let go. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can't hold them back. And I'm not only going to bring them back, I'm going to restore everything that has been lost to them. This is the goodness. This is the grace. This is the will and purpose of God in people's lives. Beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise. I always tell people, you know, my car right now, it's a 219. I'm looking at my mileage, and it needs an oil change. And I'm looking at Christians today. I'm not looking at you guys. I'm looking at those other Christians that need an oil change. You know why we change the oil? Why you need fresh oil? It's because it loses its viscosity. It can't take the heat. It doesn't lubricate anymore. Kind of like my knee. I need WD-40. Just make a little hole and squirt it in there. I'm good to go. I told Brother Taylor, you better put some WD on them wheels when you take a lap around this room. We don't want you to flip over top of your walker. God is good. He's restoring those that will return to Him. He's a merciful God. He's a gracious God. And knowing that He wants to do that, that's His will. When God turned the captivity of Zion, we were as those that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongues with song. Hallelujah. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. Great revivalist of old said there's never been a true revival without joyous singing. When people get restored, they sing the high praises of God. Hallelujah. They want to rejoice in Him. They want to make melody in their heart to the Lord. Always making melody in their heart to the Lord, singing about His grace and mercy and goodness. So He says He would give us times of refreshing from the hand of the Lord, because He's going to send the former and the latter rain in a season to begin that restoration in Israel. Praise God. So today I brought my rain stick. Didn't even know if it'd work anymore, but it still works. And we're going to sing, let it rain. Open the windows of heaven. Didn't He say in the book of Malachi, prove me herewith, saith God. Obey me. It's more about obedience than any kind of financial thing. It's about obeying God, honoring God with the first fruits of our increase instead of the leftovers. And He said, prove me. Put me to the test. And see if I won't open unto you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough for you to contain it. Opening the windows of heaven doesn't mean that there's a big treasure trove of gold and silver and He opens the window and puts a chute down to your living room and just pours you waist deep in silver and gold. It means in an agriculturally driven economy, I'm going to send you those sweet, gentle rains that is going to make your crops bumper crops. Once again, let it rain. Let it rain. Open the windows of heaven. Seek him until he come. Don't seek him until you're done. But seek him. Once you're set to seek him, continue. Be consistent. Be persistent. Seeking. Seek him until he come and rain righteousness on you. Amen. That means he'll come and help you back to him. If you take one step, the song said, to the Lord, he'll take two steps toward you. God reciprocates because of his mercy. I don't know about you, but in times like this, I want to get real close to him. I want to hide under the covert of his wing. Amen. I pray David's prayer, hide me in your pavilion. Hallelujah. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Hallelujah.